Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I will say this. Remember we did 100 days until the NFL season starts, and we were like, man, that went really fast. 100 days from today is Christmas.
That's right. Lord, man. Wow. Remember we were 100 days away from football, right?
That's crazy.
Give us the countdown to Christmas every day now, Mac. We should.
Mac's Christmas question.
Yeah, Mac's Christmas countdown. Put people in a good mood. Like when they play the holiday music at Arrowhead the other day, like they do for the Hallmark thing, don't you just immediately feel better?
I was looking up holding that mic. I was like, what's going on? Oh, this is fun.
Yeah, they've done it for the last couple of years with the Hallmark movies now and whatnot. Who's going to be in the Hallmark cast? It's a great, instead of like, you know, they do it at all the ballparks you see, but this is a Hallmark based one. And they play Christmas music every time. And I just feel good every time that promo runs inside the stadium.
Getting close.
It is 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, which means we get to Bob's Bonehead Raw.
Bob's Boneheads.
That's right, Bob.
Is that raw?
I think so.
Okay.
Like that guy eating that hot dog at the tailgate yesterday.
Yeah. JV football on a Monday night, they're grilling. I'm like, this is Kansas City in a nutshell, baby. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
My bonehead of the week has to go to the Giants defensive coordinator.
Oh, man.
You take the lead with, what, 23 seconds to go, 25 seconds to go. It was under 30 seconds to go in a game on Sunday. Why are we playing the prevent defense if you're the Giants? It prevents wins. I remember the day Steve Spagnuolo was hired as the head coach of the St. Louis Rams. He had just finished losing a football game as defensive coordinator of the Giants in the playoffs. My dad was pissed. And he said to me, he goes, ask that guy if you ever see him why he ran the prevent. And that was like the first question I asked Steve Spagnuolo when we had him on the show the day he was hired by the Rams. Why are you running the prevent defense? This is like 2008, 2009, right?
Wow.
And so, but prevent defense has been something for generations that has prevented teams from winning. Now we're looking at these NFL defensive coordinators still use the prevent defense. And this defense has been preventing NFL teams from winning since most of these dopes, I mean, coaches were born. And now in the NFL, I don't know if you guys have realized this. Harrison Butker is like a normal kicker now in the NFL. Yeah. He's the norm of kickers in the NFL. Dallas has probably the best kicker in the league right now.
Brandon Aubrey.
So you're up by three with less than 30 seconds to go. What do? You play the prevent defense. All you need now is one completion. to move the ball down the field, get out of bounds, and set up. A 60-yard field goal is nothing anymore. You just essentially need to get the ball just past midfield for these kickers in the NFL. So my boneheads are any defensive coordinators that are still running this prevent defense. It didn't work in the 80s when kickers couldn't make a kick over 35 yards. And it sure as hell isn't working right now in this era of football because the kickers are too damn good. Stop playing the prevent defense. Stop going out there and giving a cushion. Go out there and stay aggressive. That defense never works. And right now in the NFL, it should go way of the dodo bird because all you need is a couple of yards for these kickers to nail them through the uprights now, man. We're watching 60-yarders like it's nobody's business.
And you're starting on the 35 with a touchback. So with that math, you're talking 20, 22 yards. That's 60.
Dang. Yeah. And you're running the prevent defense 10 yards underneath here, 10 yards underneath here, 5 yards underneath there, kick the field goal, win the game or tie the game, send it to overtime. However it is, I just don't think these defensive coordinators have adjusted enough to what we're seeing now out of the kicking game in the NFL because it's as good as it's ever been. And these kickers are magicians. I mean, what they're doing out there, kicking that oblong ball 60-plus yards in the air straight through an upright?
It's incredible.
Holy crap, they're good, right? So stop playing the prevent defense, boneheaded defensive coordinators, because you're just costing yourself at this point in time. Yeah, we saw it last night. Houston doing the same thing.
Exactly the same thing. That was crazy. That was even crazier, too.
Was that a prevent defense in the 13-second game?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Harrison Butker.
Boom, done.
And they did it in 10 seconds. There was still, there was still three seconds left on the clock.
There's still 3 seconds on the clock. Like, what are we doing here? Like, we're watching games, massive games get determined because these defensive dopes are running these prevent defenses. It never has made sense. And then you have the prevent offense, too. Don't try to prevent yourself from winning. Go out there and win the game. Stay aggressive. You've got to stay aggressive the whole time.
It's like we change everything that we know in the last couple minutes of the game. Everything that we've prepped, that we've learned, that we've studied for years, and that goes thrown out the window in the last 2 minutes. You become a different coach. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Go back to your what made you you? What made you get in the lead in the first place?
Yeah. You've got a lead in this thing. Go hang on to that lead. Don't prevent a win.
Yes.
Speaking of a lead. And boneheads, the Chargers and Jim Harbaugh are 2-0 in the AFC West, correct?
It's today.
Denver and the Raiders 1-1, Chiefs 0-2.
Mm-hmm.
The question that got brought up yesterday was, is it easier to name the best team in the NFL or the worst team in the NFL?
Hey, what do you guys think? I was wrestling with this myself. I was sitting there last night and I'm watching this Texan game and I'm thinking, God, there's a lot of 0-2 teams that we have talked about. Who the worst team is in the NFL? It's probably easier to decide that than it is to decide who the best team is in the NFL. You can see badness. Greatness sometimes develops late, but you can see a lot of these bad teams. I think right now, I think all of us would probably say the Miami Dolphins are the worst team in the NFL, right?
Yeah, because it's everywhere.
It's everywhere, yeah.
Right. Like, I think the Saints are bad, but I think it's because they don't have a quarterback, but they have a new structure, a head coach in Kellen Moore.
And they
get
a pass.
Right, and they still have Alvin Kamara. They have Chris Olave. Their defense is decent, and it's not like a catastrophic failure there. The Bears are bad because they have a bad GM and their quarterback can't do well off the script, but they still have Roma Dunze, who's emerging as a good wide receiver. They still have DJ Moore, who we have to make sure is still wearing a Chicago Bears uniform. But they're not like, I mean, they're close. The way it's sounding in Chicago right now, it sounds like it's similar to Miami, where like maybe it's not the quarterback they thought. Maybe the general manager's not this guy that came from the Brett Veach tree that like maybe is like, whatever it's not supposed to be. But I think Miami, from like where their head coach is, where their quarterback's at, and then morale.
Yeah,
Like you look at their defense. We talked about it before the season started. They got rid of all their defensive players. Like Jalen Ramsey's in Pittsburgh and has been amazing. He had a game saving tackle against Garrett Wilson week one. And then right out of the chute in their game this past week, and even though they lost, he had an interception. Like he's still they traded him. And I think that when you look at that, they traded Jonnu Smith, who is like a good receiver or a good tight end for them last year. And they got Darren Waller, who has yet to play a game.
So we joked about that. Like that, he's really back on a roster after retiring.
And he's not healthy.
And he's in Miami, right? Like you can't make this stuff up.
getting $5 million.
They signed a guy who quit to go sing music who's not healthy to get $5 million to. That's the Dolphins in a nutshell right now.
Crazy.
So I think you're right about all that stuff that you just mentioned there. It's everything with Miami. Like, this is now year four of this thing, right? And it looks like it's, I don't even know what, -2 year. You know, like, it's really, really bad down
like
there.
Like, Carolina's bad. It's between Miami and Carolina. Those are probably your two worst teams, right?
I don't know. I think the Saints would probably be there.
But yeah. But he talked about the Saints and said why they're not in the conversation this year. New coach. They don't have a quarterback. Like, it's a rebuild in New Orleans.
Just get a pass? That still means they're bad.
Well, I mean, they're bad, but that's what he said. They're bad, but they're not the worst in the NFL. The worst is the NFL is this year four of this whatever, because it's dissipated.
No, I agree with the Dolphins for sure. Yeah,
like Spencer Rattler's not out here being like, you know, super inaccurate, and he's not the reason. They're just a bad team. They don't have a lot of stars, and they have an aging running back. They have a new head coach,
right?
But like, the situation overall in Miami makes them, to me, worse, because there's no getting better than this until like they just start cleaning house and then sending people off and getting you know, assets, and getting rid of your general manager who's failed, getting rid of your head coach who's now failed. That to me is like it's a trickle down effect. Whole team, best team to me is far and away the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, see, I did totally disagree with you for those reasons that you just gave with Miami. To me, it's Green Bay. They've been, to me, the most consistent team in 8 quarters of football so far. Solid on offense, solid on defense. They look like they're kind of in midseason form. The thing that holds me back on Buffalo, the 40-plus points they've given up, man. Like, that's a lot of points to be given up, man. That was a lot of points to be given up, and to have your quarterback come back.
But again, that's week one, and what if they never give up 40 again?
Yeah,
then
we'll have a different conversation.
Because that's the first week of the season where I think halfway through that game, both of those teams looked at each other like, all right, this is just going to be a shootout. Our quarterback versus your quarterback, winner takes all, let's just go after it.
Yeah, and then you had the Jets in week two, so it's the Jets. But I just know from like consistency standpoint in the 2 weeks we have to go on, I'm looking at the Green Bay Packers right now.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As I put them as the best team right now in the NFL, but to me it's more about the consistency of the Green Bay Packers. They're good in every aspect of the game. Where do you stand, Mac?
Yeah, I think I go Packers overall, but yeah, Bills are right there.
Yeah, the Bills Ravens are right there. Probably number two. Yeah,
it's a little preview of Mac's pack for tomorrow.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.